Welcome to Scotch Parlor. I'm Rick Scotch, your host of the Scotch Parlor podcast, where we capture and share the journeys and stories of inspiring creators who are out in the world doing what they love. Inspire, explore, create. Life is good. Let's get started. Welcome to Scotch Parlor. I'm your host, Rick Scotch, on the Scotch Parlor podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. That special guest is actually going to be me. This is long overdue. I've been wanting to do this introduction podcast episode for a while now. And really, I just wanted to give you an idea of who I am, tell you about Scotch Parlor, where it's going, and say hi. And I appreciate you as a listener listening to my previous podcast. And I'm looking forward to telling you more about where Scotch Parlor is going in 2021. So first off, let me just talk about myself. So I'm married. I have three boys, three crazy little five-year-old, four-year-old, and a one-year-old. They're my world. And I couldn't do it without my wonderful partner in crime, my wife. We definitely have our hands full, but again, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's everything to me. So I was born and raised in San Francisco. Me and my wife did spend about 4 years in Los Angeles before we had kids. Love Los Angeles. To the point where we almost moved back. As far as growing up as a kid, I was always into sports, always playing football, baseball, soccer. I can't really sit there and say I was a creative of where I'm what I do today, like photography, videography. But even then, I can't really sit there and say like art class wasn't like something that I was like, oh my God, art class. But I did have an entrepreneur spirit though, to the point of being in fifth grade, just buying candy and reselling that at school and just doing different random ventures throughout my childhood life. And that led into, you know, my adult life. So really what happened is I actually ended up, so I went through school, ended up getting a finance degree and followed into about an 8-year career in the financial industry. 5 of those years, I was a financial advisor, but through those years as being a financial advisor, I just felt like something was missing. And within those 8 years, I also was doing like little side hustles, but I also was starting to get into the creative life. I was drawn to photography. I self-taught myself web design. So I was really into that whole creating and designing and then I'll talk about the videography aspect later, but there was that the seed was being planted. So about after 8 years, I decided call it a creative calling, but it was time for me to leave the finance industry and focus on becoming a creative professional. And so today as a creative professional, I identify myself as a multimedia designer. I specialize in UX design and visual media. My UX design is my career. My passion is the visual media aspects. Everything I do really for Scotch Parlor, it all kind of connects to that. But as I found myself in this creative world, I wanted to connect to other creators. And where I define a creator is really simple. It's just someone that can build something that wasn't there yesterday that's there today. That's a creator. And that's where I wanted to base what Scotch Parlor was going to be about. It was me connecting with these other creators, these other people that are out there doing something that they love doing. Entrepreneurs that, you know, founded restaurants, that founded a really cool retail store, building a small business, just building something. And then the other end of things is someone that does unbelievably beautiful photography or just creates great films. Really, that's what I was looking to connect to. I was wanting to speak to these individuals and find out what makes them tick. How do I do what you do? Or how do I just learn, get a little bit of nugget of information just to inspire me to go out and do something to make me better? So that's where I wanted to reach out to these wonderful people and really just ask them questions. And I wanted to bring that interview, that story, that journey that they let us hear and share that with my audience. And just so same thing where my audience can get inspired by them, that they can get that nugget of information to go out there and do what they want to do and go and create. So that's really what Scotch Parlor was and still is. And that's the backbone. So now where I am today in 2021 is with the whole pandemic, COVID thing of 2020, it really just knocked me, my whole podcast, out of commission because of the fact that I was focused on doing in-person podcast interviews with photography and videography aspects of it. So now that I'm no longer really able to do that, I was like, well, how do I continue? And, you know, obviously the doing it remotely. So now I've done interviews remotely and I absolutely enjoy it. It's yes, I'm not doing as much of the photography and the videography aspect of it, but it is, again, that basic thing of why I started it. It was to talk to these individuals. And now I get to speak to individuals across the US. And that's what's super cool because, yeah, before I was limited as far as my geographical area, but now I can speak to, I spoke to people from New York, from Nevada, from Tennessee, just these people that are out there, again, just doing something awesome and just hearing their story. And this is what I'm really excited about bringing to my audience, these interviews, these stories from these creators and just to hear what they do. So that's where I'm going to continue with Scotch Potter. I'm going to continue doing these remote podcasts. Eventually, I would love to still continue to add the in-person interviews again. And then again, definitely want to fill that pipeline with some video stories. I mean, that's what I'm truly, one of the things I'm truly passionate about is documenting through my type of filmmaking. And I will, Scotch Potter will always be about that. It's about podcasting, videography and photography and just, just the content that I create with something that, you know, if I find a really cool cocktail to talk about, I want to create a blog. That's what Scotch Potter is going to give you. It's going to be a space for inspiring creators to share their journeys. And after all that, this is where we are today. Scotch Parlor is here. It continues to do its thing. And why I do what I do is basically I love to create and I'm a creator and this is what I will do for the rest of my life. I love creating something that didn't exist yesterday that exists today. And again, may that be a business, may that be an image, may that be a documentary short film, whatever it may be. That's what I'm going to do. That's why I love doing Scotch Parlor. And I want to thank you as a listener for, you know, being part of this journey with me. And I want to make sure I offer these stories, these incredible journeys that you hear from these creators. And I hope you get the nugget of information that you need to go out and do what you love, to go out and create. I believe in inspiring, exploring and creating. And, you know, life is good that way. That's the way, that's what I believe in. And I'm truly, truly excited about, you know, what's happening in 2021 as I continue to bring on these guests across the US. And it will be more consistently. I'm trying to do more consistent podcasts with maybe every 2 weeks, if not weekly. But you will be meeting a lot more creators. And again, I just want to thank you for being part of this journey and go out and, you know, find what you love. Cheers and go create. Thank you for listening to another Scotch Parlor podcast. Please visit scotchparlor.com to see short documentary videos, photos, and more podcast episodes of other inspiring creators. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast and check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube @Scotch Parlor. Till next time, cheers and go create.